Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today is the feast of Saint Monica. Monica was the mother of Augustine, and she prayed for him for so many years that he would come into the right direction, and he did not. And then he went to a particular place in another country, not very far away, but another country, and he met Saint Ambrose. And he was baptized in Milan at the age of 32. My goodness, brothers and sisters, she prayed for him all those years. And look at what God did. Look at what God did. He became close to the Lord. He followed the Lord. He became a great saint in the whole church. And so much of that was his mother's prayers. Don't ever belittle those prayers. Every day you pray for your children. Ask Saint Monica to help you. Pray every day for them, and God will hear your prayer and your sacrifice. He loves you. You see, Augustine had fallen in with bad companions and even taken a concubine. You know, any mother would kind of want to give up at that point. Well, nobody answers my prayer, but she just kept on praying. And then he met Ambrose, and as I said, he was baptized at the age of 32. 32 years she prayed for him and never gave up. Think of that. Don't give up. Please don't give up. Augustine praised God for his mother. Graciously, you heard her, and you did not despise her tears when they flowed down from her eyes and watered the earth beneath. In whatsoever place she prayed, graciously you heard her. What a beautiful testimony to his mother. So let's take a look at the first reading from Paul to the Corinthians. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to you who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be holy, with all those everywhere who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always on your account, for the grace of God bestowed on you in Christ Jesus, that in him you were enriched in every way, with all discourse and all knowledge, as the testimony to Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift, as you wait for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will keep you firm to the end, irreproachable on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, and by him you were called to fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. I just want to say here, especially to mothers and fathers, look at the example of Monica. Pray every day for your children. Pray every day for them. Ask God to help them. Please, we are living in a very, very difficult time, and it's causing a lot of ruptures and separations and all kinds of things. And that's not what we want. Pray for your children. God will hear you. I pray for all of you, my listeners, every day. Please turn to the Lord always, even if it seems quiet. I mean, think of Monica. How many years before she saw the fruit of that prayer? But she was faithful. And so Psalm 145 tells us, I will praise your name forever, Lord. Every day will I bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, highly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. Generation after generation praises your works and proclaims your might. They speak of the splendor of your glorious majesty and tell of your wondrous works. They discourse of the power of your terrible deeds and declare your greatness. They publish the fame of your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your justice. I will praise your name forever, Lord. Bring him all your needs. Bring him your pain. And then also bring him the things you're thankful for. So many things come to us that are good in our lives, and we never turn to God. If a human being has done something for us, of course, thank them, but also thank God. That's where it all originated. Take time to thank him. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come." I think about that a lot. I really do. Is it today, Lord? But you do not know the day on which your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. At an hour you do not expect. Brothers and sisters, pay heed. Pay heed to that. Look at your life at the end of every day. I do. Just for a minute or two. But I look at my life and say, have I done anything wrong that I have not asked for forgiveness? Have I thanked him for the blessings that have been in my day? Take time to do that at night just before you go to bed. Thank him. Who then is the faithful and the prudent servant whom the master has put in charge of his household to distribute to them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on his arrival finds doing so. Amen, I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that wicked servant says to himself, "Oh, my master is long delayed," begins to beat his fellow servants and eat and drink with drunkards, the servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour and will punish him severely and assign him a place with the hypocrites where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. That's a very, very serious passage of the scripture. He's not asking us to do miraculous things. He's asking us not to be hypocrites. Being very nice with this group because they're holy people and just being something else in the presence of other people should be the same wherever you go, to every person. You might not say everything to every person. Don't say anything bad. Let's give up the gossip. Let's give up the lies. Maybe somebody made a mistake and needs time to recover. Pray for them. Brothers and sisters, there is a way that each of us needs to concern that this life is not just about me, myself, and I. I call that the unholy trinity. Me, myself, I. I want to be for others. I want to give myself for the needs of others in whatever way I can. Doctors can do it in a particular way, and nurses and people in hospitals, they can do it in a particular way. But what about us? How about bringing comfort to the soul? How about praying for people? How about running errands for them? How about taking a woman who goes in to deliver a baby and her husband is not there? Could you not move into the home for a couple of days until her mother got settled? Think of it. Think of the things you could do for one another. Or just dropping off a little gift now and then to somebody you know who's really weighed down by a lot. But look at the ways God will show you. Be good to others. Please be good to others. Because we do not want to be with the hypocrites, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. That's not for us, brothers and sisters. I want to, as this program draws to a close, I want to read to you a portion here from Blessed Concepcion Cabrera de Armada. She is a wife, mother, and widow in Mexico. She died in 1937, and she was the first Mexican laywoman to be beatified. All you Mexicans out there, listen. This is what she wrote. My dear Nachito, son of my soul, if I should die, if our Lord wills to take me, I beg you not to forget my advice. Before everything else, be a good Christian. Go to communion often. Have a great, great love for the Blessed Virgin. Have a mass said in her honor every month, and commend your enterprises and your future to her. If the world destines you to married life, consult him and approach the altar, keeping your chastity. Be very pure in thoughts, words, and deeds. Be an example for your younger brothers and sister. Give them good advice. Be patient with them. Be good in whatever status of life God establishes you. Believe me, I have always loved you very much, and if I have been strict in some points, it has been for your own good. Goodbye, son of my soul, until heaven. I will await you there. I will await you there. Make yourself worthy to go there, loving the Lord with all your heart, being an exemplary Christian, and living in great unity with your brothers and your sister. What a wonderful mother that was. She tells him at the end not to become too desirous of acquiring riches. Do not think only about money. Remember your soul. We should take this word to heart. Do not think only about money. Remember your soul. All earthly things are worth little, and we might have to leave them soon. So rather than heap up treasures for heaven, have a spiritual director to whom you may confide all your sorrows, and do not forget me in your prayers. I await you over there. I will come for you, but behave as my beloved son, whom I love so. Your mother blesses you with all her soul. What a beautiful testimony that a man would have. The last words of his mother, she wrote to him, how encouraged would you be to receive something like that? How strengthened would you be? Brothers and sisters, there's people all around us who need words of encouragement. They might be in our own family. They might be someone next door. They might be someone in our parish. But please, brothers and sisters, look beyond your own nose. Look out to the needs of others. And whatever you can do by prayer or by sacrificing an hour, something like that, you may not be able to give them a lot of time, but look at what you can do for others. God is very, very blessed when you are generous. And I want to encourage you. That's part of food for the journey. I want to encourage you. Ask God to give you strength and courage and wisdom to love those you meet. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.